expression for?
Yeah, just depend.
If it's cold outside, what do you put on?
A coat.
If, say, a man wears something between his suit, coat, and his shirt, and it
buttons up,
what do you call a man's slacks?
Pants.
If you're going outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, "Here, I've
brought your coat.
That coat won't fit this year, but last year it blank perfectly.
Fit."
If your old clothes are worn out, you might have to buy
new ones.
If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulgy.
Alright, if you put something in water that was too hot and it came out too small, you might say,
sure.
What would you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women use to carry their money, their makeup, whatever?
A pocketbook.
Alright. Would you ever distinguish between a pocketbook and a purse?
A purse to me would be a small change purse.
Alright. What about a man?
A billfold.
Carry his money.
A billfold.
Alright. What would a woman wear around her wrist?
A watch.
Alright. Or another piece of jewelry?
Bracelet.
What would a man wear to hold up his pants?
A belt.
All right, say the old-fashioned man who wore the things that came like this.
Galluses. Suspenders.
All right, what would you hold over you in the rain?
An umbrella. I like to say a bummer chute.
I like that word. What is the last thing you put... Okay, if you're making the bed.
A spread.
All right, what would you put your head on if you were sleeping in that bed?
A pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as the pillow? Mm-hmm. Did you have a name for it?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call it?
What did I? A pillow sham. I have had a pillow sham. I suppose that would be.
Okay.
A pillow sham.
What do you put on the bed for warmth?
A blanket.
All right. Would you put anything else? Do you distinguish a quilt from a blanket by anything special?
Yes, a quilt. It's quilted.
Okay. If you didn't have enough beds for someone and you had to ask them to sleep on the floor, what might you call
a
what
pallet.
You...
That's what I slept on at my grandmother's. A pallet.
Yes. The flat lowland along a stream. It overflows. It's the part that might overflow in the spring. Do you have a term that you might use for it?
The part that overflows.
That land that the right along the edge of the stream.
No, farmers call it bottom land, don't they?
Yeah. A field that might be good for nothing other than, say, raising grass or clover or alfalfa.